USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate four times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with three Republicans and three Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted four games: Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A teacher in Nevada has won the nation's top honor. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday.
Booker Elementary is a part of the Clark County School District. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tweeted Thursday she will not seek a second term in office. She did not provide a reason for her decision. On Wednesday, the city reinstated the police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks and was fired by Bottoms. The Atlanta Civil Service Board saying she dismissed the officer without a hearing and failed to follow procedures. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Freedom of speech takes a backseat at Twitter. Again, Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee.
Twitter was started on March 21, 2006 in San Francisco, California. NASCAR Racing is at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina this weekend for the Goodyear 400 on Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.